Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm so glad you're able to join me as we go into a message the Lord has placed on my heart. But before we do that, as I always like to do, let's begin the broadcast, joining our hearts in prayer, asking for God's ministry and blessings upon our time together. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you celebrating that name which is above every name, the name of Jesus, because, Lord, it is through Jesus that we have received every good and every perfect gift, not only our salvation, Lord, but everything that pertains to this life and to godliness. Father, I pray for my UCM family, my partners, for those, the radio family who are listening, who perhaps have never written, but Father, you see the need of every one of your beloved children. And Father, I am praying right now as we come to you in your presence, Lord, because in your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Father, many are going through times of real testing, of trial and battle. But Father, we're grateful that you do not allow anything to come to us that is beyond our ability to endure. And so, Father, we thank you for spiritual illumination, for understanding, for strength, the ability to persevere, the ability to praise you, the ability to stand on the word of God, to believe your promises, to do spiritual warfare, everything that is required. Having done all, Lord, I pray for my beloved brothers and sisters, they will be able to stand and see the victory that the Lord has provided. Lord, you will bring forth victory in every circumstance. I praise you and I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Before we go into the word that the Lord would have me share with you, as I promised recently, I was going to share some testimonies of letters that have come in, and I cannot remember outside of last week the last time I did this. So may you be blessed by hearing from some of the folks that are writing. And I do, from time to time, share occasionally on our prayer sheets with the partners. So if you're a partner, you may have heard this particular testimonial before. But a sister writing from Manteca recently says, "Thank you for your letters," a specific one she mentions by date. "How I cherish them. When I read the letters, I not only read them, I read them." That's capital R-E-A-D. "And if I don't understand a word, I look it up. I receive greetings, hope, inspiration, consolation, admonishment. It's like a sermon to me. I'm sure the UCM partners feel the same reading the testimonials," as I said, "that I share. God bless you." And she goes on to share some particular needs. Another one from a sister, and that's from a sister in Manteca. This is from a sister writing from San Diego. "Dear Sister Glass, thank you for your letter. What a powerful prophecy. Wow, I sure needed to read that today." And she goes on to share personal needs in her life. And then a final one for until we get into the message is from a sister writing from Las Cruces, New Mexico. And she writes, "Dear Sister Glass, thank you so much for your continual prayers for me and your prophecies. They are always so encouraging. I look forward to receiving them. I read them over and over. Usually I keep your letters in my nightstand. I like to read at bedtime them over and over. I remember meeting you and Brother Glass for the first time years ago when I visited your church and you all prayed for me. You had a church in Hayward, California." Oh, that goes back to the 80s. I continued visiting from time to time. The presence of God was always there. I was very saddened when Brother Glass went to be with the Lord. When I moved from California here to Las Cruces, New Mexico, I kept in contact with you, and you continued praying for me and sending me such encouraging prophecies. I thank God for you. Please continue to pray for me. And she says, enclosed a small donation, a sister writing from Las Cruces, New Mexico. My mailing list isn't that large, but we have people all over the nation that write from the various stations we've been on, as well as people who, most of our base, of course, is in California because we ministered there for decades, and sometimes they move and still keep in touch, so praise God. At any rate, let us now go into the word of the Lord that he would have me share with you, and the scripture that is found in Proverbs, the 16th chapter, verse 9, is one we should take to heart. As we've walked with the Lord, sometimes we question whether we're not on the right path, but that particular passage of scripture says, a man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. So we may, as we pray, feel led to go in a certain direction, but it's actually the Lord that is with us, and he is literally directing our steps. And whether or not we are walking in submission and obedience to the Lord's will, that's the real key there, God nonetheless doesn't leave us, but he is directing us into his way for us. A classic example can be found in the life of Saul, who became known as the great apostle Paul. And if you recall his conversion experience, he was on the way to Damascus to persecute Christians. And when he sees a great light and falls off of his horse, the Lord tells him in Acts, the 9th chapter, the verse 5, it is recorded, the Lord says, Saul, it's hard for thee to kick against the bricks. The Amplified translation says, it is dangerous and it turns out badly for you to keep kicking against the goad. What is a goad? That is like a prod that is used to direct animals in a certain direction that you want them to go. And so the Lord goes on, it doesn't turn out well for you to keep kicking against the goads. In other words, that which the Holy Spirit is trying to direct you to. Obviously, God had been ministering and trying to break through the rebellion and the stubbornness of Saul, because he was persecuting the Christians, and God was beginning to deal with him. And in this Amplified translation, it goes on to say, the Lord says that it turns out badly for you to keep kicking against the goad, that is to offer vain and perilous resistance. Why is that true? Because, well, the Lord always wins out. We can be in the same place. We can be stubborn. We can hold on to our cherished opinions and beliefs. But, beloved, only the counsel of the Lord will stand. And so what I want to share as we begin on this broadcast, and perhaps tomorrow, and we'll see how long we will go, but I want to address a subject called discouragement, which is something we all face. Sometimes it's just a mild sort of a gentle, you just want to emit a sigh of what? Weariness. And while that seems harmless enough, if we're not aware of where the enemy is trying to take us, it can turn into something much more serious, much more vehement, and much greater sin than just the weariness that comes from an ongoing battle. And the reason I'm sharing this, because it's so easy to get discouraged with the trials and the testings that come into our lives. And we want to look at Scripture. And so I want to refer to a passage found in Numbers, the 21st chapter, and I'm going to read verses 4 through 9. This is an example of the wilderness wanderings of the Israelites, and God had brought them successfully out of Egypt, And in verse 4, it says, "And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom." Listen to this. "And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the Lord spake against God and against Moses, 'Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in this wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread.' And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, 'We have sinned, for we've spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away serpents from us.' And Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said unto Moses, 'Make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live.' And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived." And of course, this is an example of Jesus being raised upon that cross. However, we want to understand the dynamics of what was occurring here. The verse 4 says, "The soul of the people were much discouraged because of the way." And when we go into tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to look at the progression that happens from just a mild weariness and tiredness to full-blown rebellion. And I pray that you'll be able to be with us as we share the word of the Lord. And as we bring this broadcast to a close, I just want to share one more testimony. A brother emailed from Fremont, California, and he says, "In your voice, I can hear that you do love your listeners, as you say. I love you too. Your words edify and encourage me. Your messages are the Holy Spirit speaking through you. I pray for you that our Father protect you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you. Keep on doing what you do." And that's my desire, to bless God's people. I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue this message. I invite you to write and share your prayer burdens. The announcer will give our contact information. I do love you and pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.